A sole proprietor is basically anybody that is doing something where they intend to make money. For example, I know an individual who grows a big vegetable garden every year, and he actually picks the vegetables and sells the vegetables. He actually makes money. However, if he really takes off all of the costs, the fertilizer, the rototiller, everything else, it's a loss. Now, you might note that Ben said loss after loss after loss. That's the red flag to the IRS that this might not really be a business. This might actually be a hobby. Well, I tell my gardener that he should take a profit. Maybe not every year, but he should take a profit, a small, very small profit, some years, and then some years he can have an actual loss. So in the years where he wants to take a profit, he just doesn't quite deduct all of the fertilizer that he bought. Obviously, in the years where he takes a loss, that loss is going to go above the line, and it's going to lower his adjusted gross income. He can get all the fresh vegetables he wants every year, and he can show a little bit of profit, which makes him a legitimate business. Now, obviously, he's operating just as a sole proprietor. He files a Schedule C. Sole proprietors have advantages and disadvantages. And by the way, there isn't any asset protection for a sole proprietor. Now, the gardener could be taxed as a sole proprietor if he set up an LLC and chose to have it taxed as what we call a disregarded entity or a sole proprietor. A disregarded entity is an entity that the IRS doesn't even want to know exists. As far as the IRS is concerned, yeah, you've got an LLC, but they don't even see that. It's just a sole proprietorship. The guy uses his own Social Security number, and he files a Schedule C tax return. But he does get the asset protection from the LLC. Now, you may not need a lot of asset protection if you've got the kids out in the yard pulling weeds. It's not a high liability profession. So in his case, it's probably not worth setting up the LLC and just filing the Schedule C and actually legally being a sole proprietor. Ben.
Now, it may not always make sense to set up a corporation and pay someone to file corporate tax returns for you or partnership tax returns. If you have a small business that's going to profit around $50,000 or less, it doesn't always make a lot of sense to incorporate to save on taxes. Now, it could make sense because it may reduce your audit risk, but other than that, it may not be too beneficial to do that.
And obviously, as a lawyer, I'm going to say that if you're in a high liability profession or you're doing something that causes a high liability, then even though you're not making 50 grand a year, you may want an LLC or a corporation. I'm going to say an LLC, just for the asset protection. So it's a balance. Are you going to have it because you want the tax benefits possible? Are you going to have it because there's a high liability? Are you going to have it to lower your audit risk? Now, Ben's going to tell you that if you're doing business in an entity rather than a sole proprietor, or you're doing business in an LLC taxed as a partnership or an S corporation or something, then you're going to have a lower audit risk. There's also another consideration, and that is, when do you have to pay the self-employment tax? These are all factors that are determined in whether or not you operate just as a sole proprietor, or as an entity taxed as a sole proprietor, or as an entity taxed as a partnership, or an S corporation, or a C corporation.
If you're an LLC and you're a sole proprietorship, you will be taxed as a Schedule C business. A Schedule C is taxed on your individual Form 1040. A sole proprietorship, in my opinion, is a worse form of business. And the reason why is you have a higher risk of being audited, and all the income that you make is subject to self-employment tax. Self-employment tax is Social Security and Medicare, and it's currently at 15.3% and rising. In fact, if you make over $250,000, you can add an additional 0.9%. So now you're at 16.2%. This is taxed to you in addition to any federal income tax or state income tax rate. So to keep the math simple, assuming the self-employment tax is a flat even 15%, and you're in a 15% tax bracket, which is not very high, by the way, and your state income tax is a flat 5%, you're paying 35% of your income in taxes. The 15% self-employment tax plus the 15% federal income tax and the 5% state income taxes. And that's if you're in a fairly low tax bracket. Obviously, if you're in the 35% tax bracket, it's going to be a lot higher if you combine all those taxes together.